Aleishur Chelik Beis Shin Nun Vav, the fifth Vav. Besidurei HaSefaradim Mudpas Al Birkoiski as Shema Tefilas Olam HaBriya. So in the Sidurim HaSefaradim, as a heading above the Brachos of Kriyas Shema, there's the phrase that identifies us as Olam HaBriya, or Tefillah that is relevant to Olam HaBriya. Harei Bivrachos Elo Anu Oilim Leolam Yeser Gavo. We are ascending now a higher world than we occupied during Pesukei de Zimra. Bifsukei de Zimra lamadnu sugyois gdolois banagas oilam vehashkacha elav. In Pesukei de Zimra we learned deep and profound sugyois about how the world is guided and directed. Bevirikoiski as shma anu ponim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi umvorechim oisei. In these brachois that now come, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and pronounce berachois. The Creator reveals Himself through three different ways. This point that we're going to say now was discussed above in detail on Daf Reish Pei Vav. There are three Hisgaluyois. Bivriyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself through the creation of the physical universe. Bematan Torah, uvageulah miMitzrayim uLe'asil Lavoi. And then through the Geulah, both in Mitzrayim and later in Le'asil Lavoi. B'shalosh hisgaluyos elu anu mizyachadim b'brachos Yashma. As we're going to see now, the brachos Yashma refer to these three manners of revelation. Al derech zoy niskenu gam b'Shabbos tefilas ma'ariv al abiyah. In the same vein, we find that the brachos of Shabbos, ma'ariv, shacharis, and mincha are enacted in the same way. So ma'ariv relates to the bri'ah of the physical universe, vayichulu v'chule. So we mentioned there in the central paragraph, vayichulu ha'shamay ba'aretz, the completion of the creation of the physical universe. Tefilas shacharis al matan Torah. Shacharis focuses on matan Torah. Yismach Moshe b'matenas chelkoi, which refers to Moshe receiving the Torah. Uv mincha al ha'geula ha'asida. And mincha is associated with a future geula. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad. When is Hashem's name going to be one whole? Shezeu le'osid lavoi kedeitza b'psachim dafnun. It mentions that sugi in Psachim mentions that Hashem's name will be one with the final geula. And what the author doesn't say, but I think is relevant, is that in mincha we speak about the future. We use a future tense, which is a hint to the tchiyas ha'misim. Avraham yogeil, Yitzchak yiranein, etc. Bevirkas ha-me'oirois, anu mevarchim anu me'oirois. So we mentioned the luminaries, the sun, the moon, the stars. Umiyad anu oilim le'olam ha-malachim. Then we quickly climb to the world of malachim. Umetarim la'atzmenu es avodah sam. And we describe their avodah. Hem mashmi'im divrei Elohim chayim. So they articulate, they make heard. They do the will of their Creator with awe and trepidation. They bless the name of Hashem. They receive one from another the yoke of Malchus Shamayim. Now, there are different levels of Malachim depending on their innate Kedusha. Haserofim ha'imdim mima'aloi. This is, of course, paraphrasing the words of the Kedusha, which itself is based on the words of Yeshayahu and Yechizkel. So, Haserofim stand around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, imrim benachas ruach uvin imar kadosh kadosh kadosh. They recite these words benachas ruach and with a melody. Ha'ifanim ve'achayois she'enam umdim begoy vaze. These are lower levels of malachim. The ofanim ve'achayois, they're not at that height. They rise with tremendous commotion opposite the seraphim. They do not have the same perception, the same understanding of the seraphim. They are lower level. They continue, they draw the revelation of Hashem's kavod mimekoimoi. Even though they're not sufficiently holy to perceive where is Hashem's intense makoim or whatever. Now, v'ine mispakesh me'atzmo, it follows, it naturally follows now. Acharei kol ha'shevachim ha'ele, after all of these praises of the me'oirois and the malachim, le'agel ha'kadosh b'hu be'atzmo, that we need to reach ha'kadosh b'hu himself. And then we have a string of descriptions and praises of Hashem. Ki hu levadoi po'el gevuros. He alone does mighty things. Es echad hasheis v'chulein, and many other phrases. B'siyum ha'beracha, anu mevakshim oir chadash al tzion teir. At the conclusion, we petition, we ask Hashem to shine new light upon Tzion. It seems odd, because before we had not mentioned this idea of light upon Zion. It seems to be not a suitable conclusion for the bracha. Ulam, however, think. The me'oirois, meaning the sun and the moon, he places around, they're still external, around his might. Aval oir elokus atzmoi. The light, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is only relevant in Beis HaMikdash, Tzion, in other words. So, אחרי שיגענו אליו שהוא לבדו יעשה כל, once we reach the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, we went through מאורס, מלאכים, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who himself, by himself does everything, אנו אומרים שאיננו מסתפקים בו, we declare that we're not satisfied with the light, shusivi voices, though, external, around, associated with Hashem. That's not sufficient for us. What we want is Hashem's own innate light to shine for us. Therefore, it is a very appropriate ending for this bracha. After this stroll around the worlds, again, from the luminaries to the malachim, all the way to the Creator himself, magim la'ilam ha'tera. That's the second bracha, immediately preceding the Shema. Ha'tera yizgalus harbe yaseh gvoha ma'asheh ha'beri'ah. The Torah is a far greater revelation than the physical creation. Ba'beri'ah nizgala kadosh baruch hu b'ma'asav. In the Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself indirectly through his creation. These are the words of the pasuk in Tehillim. He himself remains hidden, as is always pointed out. Olam is ne'elam. Hashem is hidden through the world. He is hidden. However, in contrast, b'matan tera, who is borach diber imonu panim befanim. He spoke to us face to face. Devaro higi elenu bililevush. His word reached us without camouflage, without any levush. Not like in the physical creation, where the 10 statements of Hashem with which He created the world then take on a garb, a camouflage of physical entities. So Matan Torah is much more direct. We enter the chamber of love in the bracha on the Torah, again the one immediately preceding the Shema. So we daven for successively higher runs of Torah. Lehavin, lehaskil, these are intellectual understandings to understand what we're learning. V'rak azu v'ze nizke lishmoya oim kam shel hadavarim. So lishmo connotes deeper understanding, a deeper insight into the matter. U'v'ze nizke lilmoid. Now here the author wants to make the point, lilmoid, we've left behind the level of intellectual learning. So, lilmoida does not mean an intellectual accomplishment. Rather, haynu lechakoyis advarim b'chayeinu. It means to engrave these words that we've learned into our lives, to enact what we have learned into our lives. So, the author justifies it in the brackets. Rivka gadla ben reshaim veloy lamedah mima'aseihem. This, of course, Rashi, and Rashi is quoting Chazal. Yeah, in that parsha, that Rivka grew among reshaim, Lavan and Besuel, etc. And Chazal said, "Veloi lamedah mima'aseihem." Lamedah here clearly is not an intellectual thing. It means she didn't absorb their modes of behavior and apply it in her life. Similarly, Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom haya 20 shana im Lavan, veloi lamad mima'asav harra'im. Again, Rashi from Chazal. You see, again, we're not talking about Yaakov learning in a conventional sense from Lavan. It means he didn't absorb and emulate the ways of Lavan. So the author says, "Hari limud." When Chazal speak about limud, it's often "huachikui hativi la kerovim." It's the natural tendency that we have to emulate our relatives and those around us. And this applies also in the positive sense, not like just Rivka and Yaakov, the positive sense of it. So this is what we're saying. Lilmoid is to apply what we learned in our lives. Umililmoid lelamed acherim. So once we have that, we must impart that to others. V'zeh muchrach lavoy. This is imperative. Uvli zeyeh halimud akar. Without that, the limud is sterile. As Chazal put it, lomad velo limeid ein hevel gadoil mize. In Koheles Rabba, of course, commenting on hevel, havel avalim, all those words in the beginning of Koheles. So Chazal, the teacher, lomad velo limeid ein hevel gadoil mize. There's no vanity greater than that. Then, lishmoir, we use that word, hi ha-shemira begeder mosai avoy liadi v'akayemenu. So lishmoir here is to anticipate. It's not really shaykh over here so much to God, to preserve. Rather lishmoir in the sense of anticipating, mosai avoy liadi v'akayemenu, when am I going to have the opportunity to fulfill this, to anticipate, to wait for it expectantly. Lekayem, Kiyum connotes continuous observance without ever missing. Something that is consistent. Ad kan anu mispalelim shenizkele mod shas vedalet chelke shulchan aruch ulkayimam. So up to this point, lishmor ulkayim is to learn the shas, to learn shulchan aruch, and of course this is in a broad sense, and to fulfill. Vehoer einenu b'seir asecha, the next phrase, to illuminate eyes, he tefillah al pnimiyus haTorah u'madrego yisya. That's already a deeper levels of the Torah. Shelo rak nekayem es ha-mitzvois. That we should merit not just to fulfill the mitzvois, ela sheyeh libeinu daveik bohem. That our heart should cleave to them. Ad ha-madrega ha-elyona shel yichud ha-lev be'ahava v'yirah. Up to the supreme level of the heart being united, ahava v'yirah, fusing within the heart. Ad she'en bilibeinu ela echad. Like the declaration of the sons of Yaakov Avinu, Kfish Amru B'nei Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom Avihem. He quotes Bereshis Rabbah, it's also in Psachim, right? Daf Nun Vav. When he lost his Shekhinah, when he wanted to reveal Ketzer Yamin and he lost his inspiration, he thought that perhaps one of them is not worthy, and they declared, no, Ein Belibenu Ela Echad. Mipnimiyus HaTorah Anu Magiim L'Sfilah LaGeula. So from Pnimiyus HaTorah, we come to Daven for the Geula. Third stage, shiapnim shebapnim shebatorah kedusha. That's the innermost dimension of the Torah. Nagila v'nismecha bishuasecha. We're looking forward to that. We want that stage when we'll rejoice in your salvation. V'havi'enu me'arba kanfei sa'aretz. Bring us, unite us, bring us and usher us into Eretz Yisrael from the four corners of the earth. V'chulei. Hageulai gilui yichudoi ba'olam. Geulai, as we've said many times, is the revelation of Hashem's oneness in the world. Uvazei ganu likriya shema. That brings us then to kriyas shema shi ha-mitzvah liyachadoi yisbo'ah, which is a mitzvah to declare Hashem as one. Me'ata musba lanu heitev ha-keshev ben birkas ahava rabba likriya shema. So we now understand very well the connection between ahava rabba and how that flows into the shema. Achmau ha-keshev ben birkas yitzeh likriya shema. What still remains to be explained is the connection between the first bracha of the Shema and the second, and the Kriya Shema. Zeh mevar b'Shabbos kuf yutes amud beis. Omar Rabbi Avau, lo yicharava Yerushalayim, ela bishvil shebitlu Kriya Shema shechariz v'arviz. Yerushalayim was destroyed, laid waste, because they neglected Kriyas Shema morning and evening. Shenemar, he quotes the pasuk, "Hoi mashkimei baboiker sheichar yirdoifu." They arise in the morning and they pursue wine. Uchsi v'aya kinoir v'nevel toif v'chalil v'yain mishtihem. They were involved in music and feasts and wine. V'spoil Hashem lo yabitu. They never looked at the doings of Hashem. Uchsi v'lachen gal ha'ami mibli da'as. And then another pasuk, "My nation was exiled." Rashi explains, "V'aya kinoir v'nevel." The safe at the end of the pasuk, the spoil Hashem liyabitu. Then we looked at the doings of Hashem, Hashem's accomplishments. Lo yisamu lev liyached shmoy v'riyosav. They didn't pay attention liyached shmoy to declare his name one regarding his v'riyos. V'chen kosav Rashi b'Yeshayahu hey, but it's a pasuk. Rashi in his commentary there to Yeshayahu perek hey writes the same thing. U'maase yadav lo yira'u. They never looked at his doings, at his handiwork. Loi ki lesu shacharis yetzer oir, in the morning they did not praise him with yetzer oir, veloi arvis amariv arvim, in the evening they didn't praise him with amariv arvim. Harei mefurash, from this chazal, it is clear, ki birkas yetzer simas leiv lechet shmon v'yosav. The bracha yetzer, the first one before the shema, is exactly that, to pay attention, to declare Hashem as one over his creation. V'chasher loi samu libam leze, seeing that they neglected to do that, Zenika shebitlu kriyas shma shachris v'arvis. They negated it, neglected it. Chazal called it neglected ki ashma. Harei yesh levirkas yetzer sheyachus nifla'a umuchachas ki ashma. You see over here that there's a necessary and wonderful connection, association between this bracha of yetzer and the ki ashma. In brackets, the author attributes this idea, azehe midanu agrid epstein shlita baal mitzvas, mitzvois ha-shalom, mitzvois ha-bayis ve'oid, the author of those sefarim. Ha-beracha shlishi sacharei ki-ashma, the third bracha, after ki-ashma, hi bikas ha-geula. Alea kosav Rashi es dvarav ha-niflahim, behad ha-sumach geula l-isfila. So that's the bracha upon which Rashi writes his wonderful words regarding the principle that one must proceed directly from Geulah l'Sfilah. Ya'adam mekarev l'Kadosh Baruch Hu elav. We draw Kadosh Baruch Hu to us. U'meratzeu b'sishbachos v'kilusin shiritzas Mitzrayim. We mentioned this before recently. The person praises Hashem and pleases him by describing the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. U'm iskarev elav. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes closer and closer. U'vedoi karev elav. While Hashem is here and close, yesh lo litboa tzerachav. That's the opportune time to ask for one's needs. We mentioned there the mashal of the person who knocks on the king's door, but then he disappears. The king opens the door and there's nobody there. The idea is Hashem is here, and therefore you immediately go from this bracha into the Amidah, because that's the most opportune time in brachos Dav Daled. Harei, b'shtei brachos lifnei ki ashma anachnu miskarvim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the two brachos before ki ashma, we draw near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavracha shlishi sachrei ki ashma anu mekarvim oisoi. So the first two brachos, we come near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the author put it before, we take this stroll, this trip through all the worlds, we come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the third bracha, we bring him near, Eileinu. We bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we draw him to us, Ad Shebo Imrenu, to the point where we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, who Oimed Mamash Al Yadeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. Ve'az Miyad Anu Poschim Bisvilas Shemoneseh. And then immediately we begin the Amidah. Zehu ha-malach ha-nifla shel ha-tefila. This is a fantastic process of the tefila. Vaad shishi. Hishtadalu lehavlit es binyan tefila seinu. What we try to do is to emphasize the structure of the tefila. You see that it is the extreme opposite, the polar opposite of something that's random. It is very much structured. Ve'ech shanu oylim bach me'olam le'olam. How we climb from one world to the next. Mehis bonenus ba'olamenu prati b'virkos ha-shachar, from reflection and contemplation of our individual world in virkos ha-shachar, things that pertain to us specifically. Lehis bonenus ba'olam ha-gadol b'suket ha-zimra, to contemplation of the great world out there that Hashem created in suket ha-zimra. Ad shenagi l'yichudoi yisborach ba'olamoi b'sarasoi u'vigula. Until we come to Hashem's unity again through the three ways in which He reveals Himself: the Olam, His creation, the Torah, and Geula. Nimnanu mibeurei milim, as the author said right at the beginning, he would avoid explaining particular phrases and words. Milvad ha-mekomo sha-beur nachutz la-havanas b'shichat dvarim, except for those places where we explained words because it was necessary for other things, like we did just now. We explained the difference between lahavin, laskil, lishmoa, lilmoid, lelameid, lishmor, and lases. That was necessary over there, just for the continuation. Ken nimnanu ad koi leikanes lehadracha ma'asis la-tefila. So far, we have also avoided giving practical guidance in tefila. K'moy sheba avodas ha-midos, like we said in avodas ha-midos, tzarech mikodem ha-adam lehoifia bezavis re'yaseinu. Ad shenifle midos patiris. We made this point in great detail, that when it comes to avodas ha-midos, first of all, we have to have a good picture of what is a mensch. The concept of an Adam has to appear in our field of vision. And then, and only then, is it appropriate to turn to individual midos. That was then. כך אנו צריכים מקודם לעמוד על בניין התפילה בשלמותה. So to hear, before getting into practical emphases on specific points, first of all, we have to understand and have in our field of vision the whole wonderful structure of tefillah in its perfection. Before going into practical issues in inyan tefillah, day lanu yisagelu b'meshach zman rav. It's sufficient for us to take a long time to become accustomed lispalel tefillah al seder shisbeikan, to daven while being fully conscious of the order that we've mentioned over here, how it goes again from because the shachar focusing on our world and then psukei dezimra focusing on the big world, etc., etc. Im hachar hergel shel shana v'yaseh kibanu tam b'tefillah. If after practicing this for a year and more, if we get a taste for tefillah, nuchal laschil islamet b'iyun tefillah, then we can start to train ourselves in iyun tefillah. Ach koedem kol, again, before anything, lit'oim tam tefillah, to have a taste for it. Uchfi shamu chazal, as chazal put it, ta'ama ki toiv sachra leichbe b'layla neira. Yeah, we in the pasuk at the end of Mishle, Eish Yisrael, that we are familiar with from Leil Shabbos, said Ta'ama Kitov Zachra, she tasted Zei Chana, say Chazal, it's a hint to Chana, she Ta'ama Ta'am Tefila, she had the taste of Tefila, she had tasted it, Lefichach Zachasa V'yetza Mimena Bein, therefore she had the merit to give birth to Shemuel, Shaya Zivug L'Moshe V'Aroin. He was a match to Moshe Aaron. Shayum irin Yisrael d'Rei Salalu. Kedichsiv, as the pasuk says, we said in Leil Shabbos, Moshe Aaron bechoy hanav, uShemuel bekorei Shemoi. Chazal say elsewhere that Shemuel is shakul keneged Moshe Aaron. The pasuk equates them. Korim al Hashem v'yanim. At any rate, she was tama tam tefila. Rak mi she'tam tam tefila. Only somebody who's tasted the tam tefila, yuchal aschil b'islamdus befirtei tefila, is in a position to start focusing on details. Mi she'igel lechach. So here the author is trying to hint to us already what then to do after this minimum of a year of davening. One can begin practicing with adin oilam, with tremendous contemplation and concentration for a minimum of 1 month. After that, the person should make an effort to acquire, to absorb the bracha of Asher Yotzar, also for a month or more. Afterwards, Elokai Neshama in the same vein. Then he should select for himself one or because Hashachar, and teach himself and train himself to say it with great attention. And then another bracha. So too the process continues over there. And focus on that for a lengthy period of time. Ad Baruch Shemoi. In this vein, the person should continue acquiring and absorbing the sections of the tefillah ad shu magi lekriyas shema, until he gets kriyas shema. Vezoi kovas latzma mador miyuchad ba'avida. That already has to be discussed by itself, which is the subject of the next chapter coming up. Ad kan.